as we said, we're going to clearly agree to disagree maybe on what this means to some people watching it. There's been another issue raised in a song. You say, Jumi, sue me. And some people are saying that that is anti-Semitic.
It's not anti-Semitic because I'm not a racist person. I could never be a racist. I love all races of people, from Arabs to Jewish people, like I said before, to blacks. But when I say Jew me, sue me, everybody do me, kick me, kike me, don't you black or white me, I'm talking about myself as the victim. You know, my accountants and lawyers are Jewish. My three best friends are Jewish. David Geffen, Jeffrey Katzenberg, Steven Spielberg, Mike Milken, these are friends of mine. They're all Jewish. How does that make sense? I was raised in a Jewish community.
I want to ask you both about something, because it was the second most asked question by people on the street. And I know it's a sensitive issue for you, and you talked with Oprah about it. But somehow people still are not, they don't feel they've heard everything about the whiteness of your skin, and that it's not somehow a choice on your part, along with the makeup, to be, is it to be neither black or white, neither to look completely male, to be in the androgynous zone? I think they want to know, it is a decision on your part some way, the way you look. Where does it come from?
I think it creates itself, nature.
He's an artist. He has
an artist.
Every right, and he is constantly remodifying something or changing it or reconstructing it or, you know, working on some imperfection that he thinks needs to be worked on. If he sees something he doesn't like, he changes it. Period. He re-sculpted himself. He's an artist.
I might want to put a red dot right there one day.
But
two eyes right here.
Do you wish you were the color you were again?
Do I wish I was the
that color?
You have to ask nature that. I love black. I love
Do you
black.
Wish you were that way?
I envy her because she can tan and I can't.
One more question I want to make sure I ask. Are you going to sing together?
No.
I would love to sing with you.
Mm-mm.
Would you like to sing with me?
You don't sing?
I don't sing. I did sing, but that's not why I married Michael. I don't need that. That's ridiculous. If I wanted it, I mean, I'm not going to marry someone for a recording career, just to clear that up as well.
What?
Stop.
And as our hour ends, I'd like to just ask each of you for a one-sentence answer. Time's so short. Where do you want to be in 5 years?
Oh boy, I love what I'm doing now, and to do everything I can to help the children. And hello, Bobby Sherritt.
I just want people to know what they're dealing with before and understand that I'm not the, you know, that we are not. The jokes, the degrading comments, all that kind of stuff, it's really irritating. So I didn't get to get into that. This is over already, but stuff.
We want to choke them.
All right.
Yeah,
so 5 years.
Don't believe the garbage. All the tabloid junk. Don't read it. Don't listen to it. It's garbage. It's junk. It's stupid.
And
enough
so,
of it.
And tonight is over.
Look at that. My childhood. I'm searching for the world that I come from. 'Cause I've been looking around and lost and found of my heart. No one understands me. You and it's a strange eccentricity.
This has been a presentation of ABC News.